He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney. This is your Arrowhead Update. BJ, you're back from London, and I feel like it's much better now that it comes with a 45-10 win.
Yeah, the flight is a 9-hour flight. We actually got delayed a little bit at the Heathrow Airport due to some weather. We were trying to get out of there, but the flight was pretty good after winning by 35. Actually tied the most points ever scored in an international series game, so that wasn't too bad.
So the Chiefs now have a 3-5 record halfway through the season, entering the bye week. Andy Reid commented this morning and said that he'll be giving the players the entire week off.
Yeah, when we got back to the facility about 3 a.m. Last night or this morning, depending on how you want to look at it, they met and he said, basically, make sure you take care of your bodies. That was his message to the team. Make sure you're relaxing, doing everything. But we had a couple of key, huge divisional games on the road against the Denver Broncos and the San Diego Chargers. With the Chiefs sitting at 3-5 right now, that's their opportunity to get back to 500. And what we've seen throughout the AFC, a lot of different things can happen there within striking distance. They got to make sure they take care of their bodies. I like that the bye came in, obviously, after London, but right in the middle of the season, it came at a good time.
BJ, let's not bury the lead. Also, the people in Kansas City are very excited right now. The Kansas City Royals are the World Series champions, and Andy Reid actually commented on that this morning.
He did. He said that he obviously has a relationship with those guys, and it was genuine. He was genuinely rooting for the guys, and now obviously he has a lot of work to do trying to get those wins, but it was great to see. I know we were on the plane during the game. We didn't get a chance to know what happened until right before we landed. I think we were somewhere over Greenland, probably, when they were celebrating. I know you were out with some friends watching the game.
Yeah, let's take a look at the clip from Andy Reid.
Congratulations goes out to the Royals, man. Phenomenal. I mean, you're talking about the world champions. That's an unbelievable feat. Their skipper, Ned Yost, the great job that he did bringing that thing together. The Glass family for really putting the whole thing together. Dayton Moore for bringing in all those players. But what a great tribute. Show great grit. I mean, that last inning there, or last couple innings there, I mean, putting everything together, pretty impressive.
So now with it being the bye week, there'll be plenty of bye week content on Chiefs.com. I know one of my favorite things is how you can vote on the top 10 plays of the year to this point. That should be pretty cool.
Yeah, we've also got a lot of other great exclusive content. I had a chance to sit down with former Chiefs tight end Tony Gonzalez. He told me his top two moments as a Kansas City Chief. You're not going to want to miss that. And I also sat down one-on-one with linebacker Justin Houston. A lot of good stuff there as well.
So he's BJ Kissel. I'm Pete Sweeney. This has been your Arrowhead Update, and we'll see you after the bye week.
65 toss power draft.